I'm Jen Shaw.
And I'm Kate O'Reilly.
And you're listening to
XOXO
JK, a show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff. So many things, so much stuff. I mean, this week we're just focusing on one stuff, which is this really cool article, interesting and thought-provoking article that you, Kate, sent me this week via text.
Yeah, I sent it because, you know, it was one of those things where I saw the headline and then I read the headline and then I just was like, oh, okay, fine, whatever. And then...
because it's like one of those headlines that is like, if you want to... 10 things you can do to make your life better, or like,
right. Those and annoying... I think we have a little bit of the fatigue of the like lists right now.
Yes.
Of things that are, you know, it's just like, and you also have capacity day to day on what you can read and what you can't.
Right.
And so, you know, how day to day it'll change. And so I saw the list at first and I was like, wait a minute. I was like, that article is relevant to my interests.
Yes. The title's really interesting. I mean, and I have a lot of things to just say about it just based on the title alone, which is, well, it's from bustle.com, but it's 11 things confident women are tired of hearing because being humble is seriously overrated.
I didn't love the second half of that headline, but I loved the first half. Yeah. I didn't think it needed the second half.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yep. It doesn't. And, you know, being humble is, I have conflicting thoughts about it because, you know what, being humble is also, it's not about like shirking that you're worthy or like qualified to receive accolades. Humble to me is more like, oh, this is just a thing that I did and I don't necessarily need to let you, everyone in the world know that I did.
Yeah. I get what I was getting at.
Yes.
It
could have been communicated better. But basically, the article kind of talks about, you know, a bunch of things that are kind of stereotypes of women who are confident and sort of, you know, like how confidence gets confused with like detrimental or like derogatory.
Yeah.
You know,
and I just thought it would be interesting to kind of dissect the, one through tens on this. And so I started reading and I really loved it. And then I thought, my God, like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of these are things that have happened to me or things that have been said in one way or the other. So being confident or talking about personal accomplishments in, you know, is something that I do mostly with like my close friends.
Yep.
When it comes up and you bring it up or you are talking about it, and you're like, you know, I'm just really proud of this. And
yep.
And it should be something that happens occasionally. It shouldn't be like every day you're like, I'm really proud of this. I mean, internally, great.
Yeah.
Write it down, talk to yourself about it, be proud of yourself and let that build within. And then there's times to share it.
Yes.
But so the first thing they say, one of the top 11 things that we're tired, confident women are tired of hearing is you're being arrogant.
Oh my God.
Or like someone actually said to me once, there's such thing as hubris, you know.
Yes. Asshole.
Right? Thank you for saying that. Because I'm just glad it was your gut instinct to say that, the word asshole. Uh-huh. Because why is she so mad at me?
Right.
Right? Like what?
I'll tell you why she's mad at you. She's mad at you because she's not doing the same thing you're doing. This is why people get irritated. When people say someone's coming across as arrogant or whatever, it's because they have their own insecurities that are playing out. It's the same thing as like when you start to do something that's good for you and people see that happening, that is a threat to them. That's the thing. It's not about you. It's about them. So people's reactions are more often about them and less about you.
Yeah. Like
that's
you
one thing I've
you.
Learned. So
you're so right.
Definitely. And like, here's the other piece. There are plenty of arrogant women in this world. Okay, like that is a truth. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference between being arrogant and being confident. Like confident means like I think about this like in role of my work every day. I work with a team of people. You know, I have to make decisions. Like these things just happen and people have misconstrued notions about that and think that I'm being arrogant or whatever. And it's like, it's not like, this is just the way that what's going to happen. This is why it's going to happen. And it's not like, and I treat that with real, what's the words I'm trying to find here? Like
reverence.
Yeah. Like it's not, I think I'm a very like open and understanding person, and I try to communicate all aspects of something like when it's happening. It's, I take other people's feedback into account, and when people don't like it,
Louie,
they,
sorry, Louie break. Louie.
Come here, puppy. Yeah, good boy.
That's fine.
That's a good
yeah,
boy.
When people don't like it, please continue.
Yeah,
I know you're like, on a good thing.
It's, you know, you can achieve and accomplish many things with how you treat other people. And to me, I always 100%. Have learned that if you bring things to people in the way that they want to hear it or the way that they want to receive it, like you will get so much further with that. If you bring things to people in a way of just being a total asshole about it, like that is more about your own insecurity than anything, you know?
Yes.
So like
it's so mature to stop wanting to prove things.
Yes. Like just, I mean, I don't know. I mean, as women, I think we have a challenge just to begin with because we're women, and sometimes that's just a different dynamic in the workplace.
It absolutely is.
But like in the job I am now for the first time, I don't feel that. It's the very first time in my life that I don't feel like, oh, just call, you know, you're just a, what do you know? You know, like I actually feel valued and like people are interested in my opinion. And it's yeah. all about how you present it and how you treat other people.
And the work you've done to, so you can back it up.
And you don't have to be a bitch about it. Like you can just be a good, it's about communication. I think like if you're a good communicator and you can share your process and be open to other people's ideas and thought processes too. People want to work with you, and it's
yeah,
you can achieve all the things you want to achieve, but it's just about how you handle the other people in the relationship.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, it's, and if sometimes you do need to be a bitch to get your, you
yes!
know, point across, that's fine.
Because there are plenty of assholes.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with that. And as long as you're doing the work to back it up, you're not being arrogant. You're being confident. So, oh my gosh, number two, you'll scare off guys.
Don't even. Do you know how many times I've heard that in my life? You're intimidating.
Who cares?
Yep.
The guys that are scared off by a confident woman, let's just say it, aren't going to make you.
Oh my God. They're probably, yeah, I'm not interested in dealing with them either. But like, I mean, yeah, I see it a lot too. You know, there are plenty of people who are happy being in, well, I don't know if they're happy, but being in a relationship where they just sort of go along with whatever their partner
like defer
or says.
Or be obedient.
Yes, or
and
repeat. Or, yeah, I'm not into that. Like, I have things that I like to do and want to do. And
yeah, I found that, like, being confident and you know who I am and presenting
for
that.
What you want.
Oh man, it is like I get asked out a lot, and a lot more since I stopped like sort of stifling that feeling.
It's Don't get me crazy. Wrong though. Like I went out to dinner with somebody on Friday, and he was like, "Name a spot," and I was like, "You know what? I made 1,000 decisions at work today. Like I really am not interested in making this one. So just you tell me where to go.
Awesome.
And I would be there."
That is a great
response.
Well,
it's true. I was like, I don't always want to make the decisions. Like, there, you know, it's a balance.
Oh, yes.
It's not about like
preach hands.
Oh,
emoji.
My God. It's not about like always being in charge. Like, I definitely do not always want to be in charge.
No, I am in charge when I wish to be. And I can assert that.
And I can delegate as well.
And then you can just say, "Hey, how about we meet at Republic?" Yeah. And you're like, "Yep, see you there at 6. So, yes. Number three. You're too loud.
Oh my God. I've gotten that a million times in my life.
No, I'm not.
A million times.
I'm as loud as I am.
Yep. So, you know, as a comedian who has opinions, oh my God. And I love on this article, like the gif that's tied to it, the woman with the sunglasses with giving the middle finger.
Yeah, double middle fingers.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, there's this article. We'll post this article in the show notes, but it's a great little roundup with a gif for every number. So be as loud as you are.
Oh my God. Say what you want to say. Like here's the thing. As long as you treat people well, men or women, say whatever you want to say. I don't care. Like it's a free country. Like it's
kindness
the world.
Or GTFO.
Yes.
Yep.
Like you don't have to be an asshole and a douchebag about it.
Nope. Number four.
Oh my God.
Ready?
Yes.
You're just compensating for something.
Isn't that what dudes do when they buy fancy sports cars. Oh my God. I remember there was this guy in college who was like 6'6" and he drove a teeny tiny two-seater Mazda Miata. And I was like, what is happening here? Like, that is straight up compensation.
How did he even fit?
I don't know. He wow. had the top down a lot.
Yeah, there it is. So if they're you assume that they're, well, assuming anything about someone, but if you're assuming they're making up for their perceived shortcomings, well, yeah. What does that even mean? Like, how, what a huge amount of judgment.
Right.
You know, if you don't know someone well enough to say, or to say something like you're overcompensating, but not knowing them enough to know what it could be.
Right.
It's sort of like when you put like a bright colored lipstick on when you're having a shitty day. Yep. There's a right amount of compensating for things, a right amount of that, you know?
Also, this is just like the patriarchy as a whole, like trying to keep women down. You know what I mean?
I agree.
There was, you know, I did an event yesterday where my friend Sally, our friend Sally and I were calling bingo, but it was called dildo, right? So it was like, you know, a sexual term, bingo, basically. And we were having a blast with it, just, you know, having little funny anecdotes. And the majority of people that were playing were women. And then a couple guys came in, played with us. And the guy, there was one guy in particular who just kept shouting stuff at us. And Sally just like went off on him at one point. She was like, oh my God, look at this. It's like another example of the patriarchy trying to keep the women down. Like, here we are up at the front, like trying to lead this thing. But oh, this guy just can't let us do it. And it was brilliant. I was like, oh my God, you are my idol. Like, you
were
amazing.
Well, I'm perfect at that event.
Yes. And it shut it down.
Awesome.
It shut it down. Like, it was so great.
Oh man, that's incredible. So I like to come up with ideas of things that, like, I almost scripted of, like, because, you know, you find yourself in similar scenarios sometimes where a man will try and, you know, say like, oh, what, are you single? No. Mm-hmm. So that means, you know, obviously I would want to date you.
Right.
Like, if I'm single, I am ready to date
you.
Yeah. Especially you.
Anyone.
Like, whomever approaches me. Yes. Right. And I'm not single, but, you know, I hate that. The idea that they have control over, like, what they're going to say. Yeah. Like, they've obviously done it enough where they know what they're going to say next.
Yes.
To try and, like, you know, like, can we be friends or whatever the next thing is. So I think coming up with like a retort, like, right. Sally had, like, a sort of, she sounds like hers was off the cuff, but like coming up with something that, like, always works.
Yep.
You know, I love that idea. And bravo to her for shutting that shit down. So, oh, this is a great one. Number 5.
Oh my God.
You think you're better than everyone else.
Duh. Just kidding. Well, I think I'm just fine the way that I am. Like, truthfully, I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I think I'm just doing what I want to do the way that I want to do it.
But it's been drilled into us that, yes, being humble means you're respectful of, like, everyone else being better than you,
right,
at all times. Where it's like, you know what? I am better at some things than other people are.
Oh my
are.
God, absolutely.
Does that, like, make me a better person, or... that I think I'm better than everyone
else?
Yeah,
we all have skills that we excel at, okay? Like, I know that I'm not a designer or, like, you're really good at that. You're really good at the visual stuff. I'm not good at that. Like, that's okay. Oh. I'm not, like, cutting myself down. That's just a reality that I've accepted. That's not a strength for me. That's a great strength and skill for you. I love that. And, like, empowering you to help me with that, like, acknowledging people for things that they're good at. I really love weightlifting. Like, that's a thing I feel really confident in doing, you know, and I'm unapologetic about it.
Right. Like, good. And I have to work really hard to be confident in most situations.
Yeah.
Like, show up, be something comfortable. So I'm, like, present, listening, everything. So the idea that, you know, that you're not even considering that someone else is maybe having a struggle by saying, yep, oh, you just think you're better. Nope. I'm just trying to get through the day just like you are.
Exactly.
I love this one.
Oh, it's number just 6. An act. It's just an act. You know what? That's not entirely untrue, though, because sometimes you just show up and fake it till you make it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not always, I mean, Sometimes you have to do that. And I know here it says just because you fake some things doesn't mean the rest of us do. I think sometimes we all fake something always. You know what I mean? Like some days you're just not feeling it, but you have to show up. Like you said, you have to show up and still do it. Like put yourself in
it. Go through the motions
and that's okay. But like ultimately you can do that because you know that you have what it takes.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, even like performing or whatever, it's like, I got to fake it.
I bet you do.
You know, you do. And you sell it and you do that and then you feel good about it. So,
I say, it's just an act.
F it.
You know who says that? A small, sad person.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What could you possibly be proud of? Okay, ooh. This one struck me really hard because as someone who is divorced, that is an inherent flaw that everyone recognizes as like, you didn't work hard enough. It's like this capital D word. And I don't think of it that way at all. Like I think of it as it was like a total jumping off point to restart my life. I think of it in such a positive way. But like there's still that like underlying tug of like people that are, she's divorced.
Oh my God.
You know, that. Like I don't like I couldn't start fresh and like build this thing.
Like you need to wear a red scarlet letter or something.
But like I did start fresh and start this thing.
And look at how great your life is now. Oh, that's you have every reason to be proud of that. Like and same with like the journeys that we're on too, you know? Like so you know what? I post videos of lifting and like blog about this journey that I've been on the last year and a half. Like I'm really freaking proud of that. And if you don't want to read it or you don't want to see anything to do with it, then don't. Like I don't care if you read it or not or engage with me or not, but I still have the right and the wherewithal to put it out there if I want, because I'm proud of it and I don't care what you think about it.
I know. I don't understand why okay, so knee-jerk criticism is an easy gig.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Like being a critic of everything, great. I mean, good for you for having such an easy job.
Yep.
Because all you have to do is scroll on by.
Oh my God.
It has nothing to do with you. If you can't celebrate someone, then just shut up.
Right.
And you'll find that the more that you do celebrate people and like...
the happier your life is.
Absolutely. And you get it back in spades.
Yep.
Yep. It's so funny. And I think... if you decide to start making positive changes in your life today, like whatever way that is, you can be proud of yourself tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can be proud of yourself the same day.
Yep.
And so there's no like cumulative amount of things that you have to do in order to have a good life and be happy and be proud. Right. So that's why this one just struck me so hard, because I have like all these things that in the past or maybe even currently have said like she's no longer worthy of like happiness.
No.
You know, even like marriage and having a marriage work in the future or whatever. It's just, oh my God. And the gif that is with that is so awesome.
Yeah. From
Cheer.
Bring It On.
Bring It On.
Oh my God. I love that movie so much. It's a Cheer Tater Shop.
Oh my gosh. So good. We got to watch that.
All right. So number 8, people won't like you. Here's the thing about that. If you are a genuine, true, kind person and you're confident, people are going to flock to you. That's just the reality.
If they're in a place in their life where they're like, they desire change or just goodness, people just see you and they're like, I want to do that too. Or they see something you've done and like want to create it in their own lives. Yep. And that's the way it should work. The people that are like, oh, you know, she didn't do it good enough, or I don't like her because, you know, she swears.
Or I don't like her because she's doing everything I want to be doing.
It's always that. That's totally the other day.
This is what it says. Friends who get mad at you for being happy with yourself aren't worth having. And I can tell you in the last year, the amount of people that I have kind of like cleared out has been so life-changing, like from that perspective, because I remember being really excited about something and like I don't have the type of family that is supportive of things that I do. Like I don't have the type of family like that I can call my mom and be like, oh my God, this happened, and like she would be pumped for me. Like that's just not the kind of relationship that we have.
Yeah.
Or a sister or a sibling or anybody that kind of like
gets it,
like unconditionally is there, like you can just have those kind of real moments with. Like I just, that's just not how my setup is, and that's fine. But like, so you're, that's how I want my friends to be for me. And like, you know, my best friend Sarah, always I'll be like, ah, this is a thing. And she'll be like, that's so great. Like, and it's true. It's true. And like, I'm not telling her those things because I'm trying to prove myself or like, but it's just like trying to share, like you just have to have your people that you can share things with, you know, like
yeah.
you and people to celebrate moments with. And
it's the daily stuff yep. that really yep. matters.
And when you have people in your life who, when you want to share those moments with, just kind of meet that with a blank, okay. Or, well, what do you want me to do about it? It's like, okay, cool. Thanks. Bye. Not interested in that at all.
Yeah.
Because especially when you are there for them in those moments that they have and celebrate them and really like lift them up.
That is the worst.
You got to shake that off. And it's been the best.
Yeah.
Because honestly, again, just like with every other number that we've talked about, you know, that's really about their own issues that they have with themselves. It has nothing yeah. to do with you and what you're doing.
It never does. It's always about the person.
Well, and that's almost like arrogant to think that it has anything to do with you. Do you know what I mean?
It has nothing to do with you.
It's about them and what their issues are. That's all.
Yep. Someone just said, it was Leah Garris on Twitter said, yeah. why are people so angry about think pieces? And I just like knee jerk replied back. I was like, because they wish they wrote them.
Yeah.
Totally. She's like, oh my God, you're so right. And I was like, I think that's usually the reaction is that, you know, you didn't have the thought first.
Yeah.
Because why not just scroll by a piece yeah. you don't want to read? Like what? I don't understand that. I never will. Number 9, you're too abrasive.
Mm. Nope. That's all I have to say.
Nope.
There's something, you know, there's a way to be direct. There's a way to be conscious. There's a way to be, you know, I don't think you need to sugarcoat anything necessarily, but I think there's a finesse that you can use with communicating.
Yeah.
And if people can't handle, like, I'd rather know where I stand with you, in a finessed way. You know, obviously you're not going to be a total bitch about it.
Yeah.
Be like, oh my God, I don't like what you're wearing because and you're a cunt or whatever. Like anything that you want to, you know what I mean? Like
just jotting that down.
But like. You know, you think of like the 7th grade gossip girls, like those people are probably considered abrasive. You know
sad,
what I mean?
Sadder yes. and saddest.
Right. But like, I am a direct person. People don't necessarily like that, especially in the workplace, because I'll just say what I think, but it's not in a way that is not thoughtful.
Yeah. And it's always like, let's just get to the point more.
Yes.
Because you just dance around so many things and I just want to.
Too many words.
Yeah, I just want to get to the point.
Right.
So right. So that one.
And then we don't up-talk. That's funny. The last article. Women, confident women mean what they say and avoid ending sentences like they're questions.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that.
Yeah. And that is a way to defer, too.
Yes.
So being confident and knowing like what you value and what you stand for and even what you want to get done at work.
Right.
Et cetera, is like the best thing that can happen to you. Your life opens up, changes so much. And I agree. I just want it for everybody. You should really learn to be more humble.
Oh my God.
That's number 10.
You should though. Just kidding.
So should you. There's, pretending to be modest.
I mean, I do like funny stuff when people say something that's nice about me, which is always nice to hear. And I'll be like, stop, keep it coming.
Yes.
Keep it coming.
Get closer. Sit by me.
Keep it coming. Stop.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody likes
to hear. I try and be
honest
about it. Like I try and say like, if I am uncomfortable, thanks. I try and say like, thank you. I just, it's so funny because it's sort of astonishing to me that it happened.
Yeah.
You know, like something like that where I'm really like just telling them how I feel about it.
Right.
Rather than defer.
Well, you mean it's like when someone compliments you on your outfit and then you go, thanks, Target, $9.99. It's like you can't just like accept someone saying nice, but nice.
Yeah.
Like you have to always add in, oh, this whole thing.
Yes. I always am like, yeah, I was sort of feeling myself today.
Yes. Which is awesome. I love that.
And I think people don't expect it.
I love it. Love it. Love it.
Typically.
Like when you sent me the cute picture of you in that awesome jumpsuit that you
got. Oh my God. I was so excited that night.
I was like, damn, Gina.
I put that on and I was just like, I just like kind of did that thing.
You're
like, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I brought the full-length mirror out of the closet.
Good for you.
Into the living room so I could kind of like
in a different light. Yeah.
And yeah. And yeah, so I was, and I've worked really hard.
Yep.
So, right, if something fits and it's like I don't like want to cry when I see myself in it, I'm just going to text it to my friends. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's and this one too. I love that girl from Glee.
Oh my God. I do too. I can't. Naya Rivera.
Oh, please. You guys love me. I'm real and I'm hilarious.
Oh my God. I love
her. My gosh. Number 11. That's not very ladylike.
Okay. And the GIF is Nicki Minaj eye rolling, which I love too. So here's the thing. I wear jeans and t-shirts and high tops. I'm 37 years old. I like comic book movies.
I love your style. I love it.
That's
a lady. Like, let's just.
Yeah. I'm like, I like to play video games, even though I don't really own any. I always like, that's my best friend calls me a teenage boy, teenage boys have a ton of fun. So I'm into
They sure do.
Yes. I'm into it.
They know what they like.
Mm-hmm. And, so that's just like outwardly appearance, but I swear a lot. Okay.
So like, do I.
Yep. And I don't like bat my eyes at people and like giggle, you know, like this is a stereotypical.
I don't
like,
defer to men.
Yes. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like I think of dating and, you know, I don't laugh at everyone's jokes because I don't necessarily think they're funny. So I'm not going to fake it. You know?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, what is a lady? What does that mean? What is a lady?
It's not very ladylike.
No. What does that even mean?
I know. It's just like it's even the difference between like our posture, like like the legs open versus closed.
Right.
And how like.
And guys can sit like man spreading, you know?
Yeah. Like taking up two seats on a subway.
Yes. Like that is a huge thing. Or mansplaining even, you know? Yeah. Like when we have a thought, but then a man has come along and tell us, well, actually, no, what you're thinking, you're thinking is wrong and here's why.
Yeah. Like, and like,
here's why you feel that way. It's like, no, I know why I feel that way. Thank you.
Right. Like, let's redefine that as like, it's ladylike to take up space.
Yes.
It's ladylike to be heard at a meeting where you're the expert.
That's honestly one of the best things. I was just talking about this last night with someone who was thinking about joining our gym. And I was like, you know what? The one thing that I've taken away most is that I can take up space and I can like stand in that space and I can be... That is okay.
You're not like, sorry,
nope,
sorry.
Nope. It's sorry. Like, I am here and this is I'm going to do this. And
we
like,
could all.
I can stand in the space that I take up and I don't need to try to shrink it down or like be invisible. Like I'm here and I'm doing this.
This is my space.
Yes.
I stood here. You find yours. Mm-hmm. I'm responsible for mine. That is something that, you know, it seems so basic. And I don't mean basic in like the 2015 definition. It seems like such a basic
pumpkin spice latte.
You know, to like take up your space. And someone just said that they tried to get off the train and someone said something like a man stopped them from getting off the train.
No.
And said that they needed to respect them.
What?
And I was just, you need to respect
me. Are you even kidding me right now?
I just I'm saying that as like a kind of extreme example, but also something that isn't unlike to happen sometime in your life to be like barricaded from going somewhere by a man.
Oh, for sure. Happens all the time.
Yeah. But that idea that we have the right to walk by someone. We don't owe anyone an explanation for an unsolicited remark.
No.
Like we don't need to look back at them and say thank you.
No. No.
That's part of taking up space.
Yep.
And
but that's funny. Like we get called bitches all the time. You know, if you don't do that or if you don't like, it's like men will be like, bitch. And it's like, really? Because I'm not positively responding to something awful that you said to me. I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Or like you, I owe you a glance or a response because you said something about my body that you thought was a compliment.
Barf.
Like, yeah, it's so gross. So I like this, what the article says. I'm perfectly all right with redefining what ladylike means.
Yep. Sorry, not sorry. Sorry. Hashtag.
Not sorry.
Oh my God. So good.
Yeah. We need like a little flip hand for sorry, not sorry. Let's do it. Well, I don't know. I just thought it was important to talk through this.
Absolutely.
For everyone who, and everyone has been called, you know, abrasive, a bitch, over you know, overreaching their bound. Well, it's like you deserve to be heard.
Yep. And
you deserve to take up space.
And the people who act, the people who are all of these, you know, like confident people are oftentimes just want to be like that too. And like, instead of being like looking up to someone and saying like, oh, I want to be more like that, or like, I want to work towards that, or how do I feel that way about myself? People turn on that and like want to shut it down.
Because it's easier.
Yep.
So the good news is you can decide to start being confident. And the first step is make an ally with a person who is.
Like you.
Sure. I'll be your ally.
Yay.
Yeah. I mean, I just think like it's not a long-term investment to become confident. You have the feelings inside of you. You can start speaking your mind, taking up space, looking people in the eye, mm-hmm. walking confidently down the middle of a street, owning your body.
But it's about, yeah, it's you got to dive in a little bit and yeah. do some work on yourself and figure out like why ultimately do you not feel that way? And like looking at those things, being able to see the patterns of your life that you keep repeating that continue to make you feel that way.
You could start doing the work today, though, and it doesn't have to be like jump leaps. It can be like tiny steps.
Yep.
But yeah, one of the first things you can do is just become allies with mm-hmm. another confident woman.
Yep.
And build each other up instead of tearing each other apart.
Agreed.
Awesome.
I love you.
I love you too. You're the best.
You're the best. Thanks for joining us today. This is Jen, and you can find me on Twitter at JenShawl or on the internet at JenShawl.com.
Oh, JenShawl.com.
JenShawl.com. Nice. Hasn't been updated for a while, so you know.
I was thinking I would love to get a new photo of you on there.
Oh my God. I hate that photo of me.
I don't hate it, but it doesn't look like you anymore.
It doesn't look like me at all.
This is Kate, and you can find me at clever-kate.com or on Twitter at cleverkate.
You can find this podcast on mathishard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts, including iTunes.
XOXO.
JK.